I'm Jacob Reeves. I'm a senior tax manager here in our Newport News office. And today we are going to be going over some individual and estate provisions from the One Big Beautiful Bill.
Hi, welcome. My name is Marie Wimmer. I'm a senior tax manager out of the Roanoke office for Brown Edwards. All right, so continuing on with some OB3 changes. There's also a hot topic in the community were the changes to charitable contributions. Now, what's new starting in 2026 is if you don't itemize, you take the standard deduction, which we talked about earlier, is much higher, and many more taxpayers use the standard deduction. They are now allowed a deduction above the line for their charitable contributions. $1,000 for single, $2,000 for joint.
Yeah, I find that really interesting because that is actually one of the provisions that came out of the COVID era laws and trying to boost the economy, that it had a lot of popularity, and it looks like they really wanted to bring it back finally. So
now we have been used under the 60% charitable contribution ceiling since TCJA, and that is now permanent. And they've also added some limitations. So if you are itemizing and you have charitable contributions, you are now subject to a 0.5% floor. And so what does that mean? So if, say, for example, your adjusted gross income is $500,000, you would apply that percentage and you'd only get your charitable deductions over $2,500. It's very similar to the medical deduction floor that we currently have. Now, there's also a new tax credit. It's $1,700 for contributions to organizations granting qualified elementary and secondary education scholarships. And we do have another slide on this later.
Yeah, we'll go into more detail on this one later. Another big highlight from the TCJA that they extended was the Section 199 Cap A qualified business income deduction. So they actually made this one permanent. It was set to expire. And what it does is it's providing a tax rate parity between C corporations and pass-through entities. As part of that tax reform, they made the C corp tax rate 21% permanently back in 2017. So they did this calculation to kind of give you an extra deduction to make your tax effective of if you were a C corp or a partnership or an S corp, you're going to pay about the same in taxes regardless of that structure, is the idea there. And then they went ahead and added a phase out range for your specified service trade or business. Think a lot of these are your professional services. So doctors, attorneys, accountants. And then there's some other included there with entertainers and name and likeness and things like that, that those the IRS has always deemed more as wage income, and that they don't want you to give you that business benefit deduction. So there is a phase out range once you are in those services and starting to provide or make more than a certain amount. What they did do was increase that phase out threshold amount. So I think it starts around 300,000 and it was phased out by about 400,000. Now it's going to be phased out around 450,000 and married filing joint for that deduction. And that also plays into some other limitations on non-specified service trader businesses, where they're going to start limiting you based on the wages that your entity has and the real property that it has invested as well. Yeah. And then they did give one more qualifier in there and gave everyone a minimum deduction if they have any QBI at all. So you're going to get something regardless, because you used to get limited if all your income was taxed as capital gains, but now they're going to still give you a little bit of benefit there.
I'm curious as to why they add such a small little nugget in there, but it's beneficial to the taxpayer, so we'll take it.
Yeah.